White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, February 14, 1896. Dear children, I am well aware that there are serious difficulties to be met in the southern field, but the workers, whoever they may be, must go forth not trusting in their own strength or supposed capabilities, for if they do, the Lord will pass them by and take humble men who feel their own weakness and entire dependence upon God. Indolence, self-indulgence, and unbelief will repeat objections magnified to discourage the working of this field. But every objection that has been urged can be and will be urged by those whom the Lord has sent as an argument in behalf of the field, which should have had 100-fold more labor than has been done in it. Every soul truly converted from the colored class will have travail of soul for his brethren. They have a sense of the depths from which they have been uplifted, to the heights they may be permitted to climb. Unless we can show that the great command of Christ to preach the gospel to every creature, which command has been frequently repeated and enforced in scriptures as the work given to the Christian church, has been plainly stated as no longer obligatory on the church, then the responsibility, although ignored, is still binding upon them. As faithful stewards of the grace of Christ, they are to communicate to those who have not had the light. I am sure we need the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit. We need to walk with God. Think of this, Edson, of what it means to have the glory of God in all your thoughts, your heart going out in converse with God, you molded by the Holy Spirit of God. The Lord knoweth our secret thoughts. Let your eye be fixed on Jesus, your soul drinking of the waters of life. It is now that our influence is of value to our fellow man. It is now we are to shine as lights in the world. It is now we need to be a savor of life unto life. It is now Christ will give us to drink of the water of life which will be in us, if we drink, as a well of water springing up into everlasting life. There is but little time now for us to work. Work while the day lasts. The night cometh in which no man can work. Press, O press, the battle to the gate. Yet, with all there is to do, there must be a calm trust in Him who hath given us our work. We are co-laborers with God. We have not a moment to spend carelessly, not a dollar to spend for that which is not bread. I know if we yoke up with Christ, what is the result? Peace and rest in the Holy Spirit. If we walk alone, without Jesus, it is nothingness as far as the good we can do. Then, my dear son whom I bear on my heart, and daughter Emma, hide in Jesus. You may be one with Jesus. And the glory, character, which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 22, 23. You, my son, can help me very much by walking humbly with God. You can testify that all that I have said to lift you up and encourage you from the Lord is truth, and appreciated as such. You may show that every word of encouragement from God to you is of weight and will not spoil you. You can show that it is all truth, that God's arm is round about you. Hide in Jesus. Live moment by moment to His glory. In love, Mother.